Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
Hello, and welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. I'm Katherine Hanley, and this week on the broadcast, we are taking you to Healing School with Kenneth Copeland from the Omaha Victory Campaign. The Healing School service is one of the highlights of every KCM event. This is where the word is preached, faith comes, and people get healed. So get your Bibles and join Brother Copeland now as he lays the foundation for God's prescription for your health and life.
Glory, 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 glory. Come on, let's glorify God. The healer's in the house today, and it's not me. Hallelujah. I'm just the errand boy. Praise God. I just work here, but I know the healer. Hallelujah. His name is Jesus. And I remind you what Jesus said in the 14th chapter of John. Let not your heart be troubled, for the words that I speak unto you are not my own. It's the Father that dwells within me. He does the works. And He is here today. He is inside you. He is inside me. This whole room is permeated with His presence. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And He is the agent of healing. And all of the angels are in here ready to go to work. Hallelujah. And all the devils are expelled now. Out the door with you. Jesus, the Master, the Healer, the Lord, the Savior. And it's been going through my mind all morning long. Just off and on, just come through my mind. Those words, Jesus, they watched Him just as far as they could see Him. And the angels said, this same Jesus. This same Jesus. And they said to Mary, why are you looking for the living among the dead? For He has risen. This same Jesus is alive today. Hallelujah. And we've been made to sit with Him in heavenly places. We've been raised up with Him. And we're up there this morning. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. This same Jesus. And He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He was the healer then. He's the healer now. And He always will be the healer. And the Spirit of the living God, Jesus said, I'm going to send Him, and He will abide with you forever. Yes. Forever. Not just while we're on this earth. Forever. Yes. Forever is a long time. Yes. Glory to God. I said, glory to God. Glory to His name. Healing has already begun. Glory to God. Backs are being healed. Eyes are being healed. Clogged noses are being healed. Ears are being healed. Lungs are being healed. Necks are being healed. Teeth are being healed. Feet are being healed. Knees are being healed. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, sit down. Oh, the healer's in the house. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, we do praise You. And we give all of the glory, every moment of it, every bit of it. We give all of the glory to You, Lord Jesus. For every word that's said and every deed that's done and every person that receives, wherever they are in the world, glory to God. You're just, you're there just the same as you're here. Glory to God. We praise You and thank You this morning. Long-lasting healings will take place today. Deliverance from perversions will take place today. Thank You. Did you ever look to see what perverse means? It's real simple. It's a very simple word. The definition of it is, it shouldn't be that way. A crooked and perverse nation, it shouldn't be that way. A perverse personality, it shouldn't be that way. Perverted, it shouldn't be that way. Amen? Well, it'll change today. Open your Bibles to, guess what? Proverbs chapter 4. Yes, we'll take our medicine to begin with today. Proverbs chapter 4. And well, right here in this book of Proverbs, looking at the 20th verse. My son, attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them, my sayings, my word, my sayings. Did you get that? Attend to my words, my sayings. This book are his sayings. Yes, amen. Amen. This book, these are God's sayings. Let them not depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart, for they are life unto those that find them and health to all their flesh. I have a reference in my King James Bible on health, and it simply says medicine. So this is the prescription right here for healing and health. Not just healing, but divine health. Praise God. Now, let's look at that from the Classic Amplified, please. Would you put that up on the screen for us? Glory to God. My son, attend to my words. Now, this is what incline means, and this is what that the Lord impressed me to have you see. Attend to my words. Consent and submit to my sayings. Submit, consent to it. What does that mean? It means it's right. And submit to it, my sayings. Okay, the rest of it, please. Let them not depart from your sight. Keep them in the center of your heart, for they are life to those who find them, healing and health to all their flesh. Well, if that's not medicine, I don't know what medicine is. Amen. That is God's prescription for divine health. Well, that's just like any other prescription. It won't do you any good on your night table. No. What'd that say? Don't let them depart from your eyes. I was in a meeting a number of years ago, and I'm telling you, the devil attacked my body just severely. One of the most painful things that had ever happened to me in my life. And I just immediately, I mean, it was severe. I'd walk out on the platform and the anointing of God. I went, in fact, it was in Jerry and Carolyn's home church in Shreveport, Louisiana. And so I started a meeting there on Monday. And so we went in there on Sunday, and Gloria and I went to church that night. And while we were in the song service that night and evening service, just regular church service, I felt began to be a tightening inside my leg. And I knew right then I didn't like the feel of that. And so, and it started coming higher and higher. And I just said, well, no, I'm healed in the name of Jesus. Just wouldn't put up with it. And so, and it just kept getting worse and worse. And I'd step out on the platform and the anointing would come and that pain would stop. And I remember once I walked off of the platform, Tracy, and just as I stepped the first step off that platform, that pain hit me with such a fierceness, I screamed out loud before I could get my hand over my mouth. Well, I mean, I'm confessing every scripture I ever heard of on healing. And finally, I just went in the hotel room and just laid down across the bed. And I said, Lord, I'm missing it here. You can't miss it. I'm missing it. Where am I missing this? And immediately he said, right here in my heart, just, I mean, it was so strong that it just, you know, it's just almost audible. It's just, I like to say, I mean, even my hair hurt it. I mean, it just through, sometimes it's more powerful that way, a lot of times, than it is audible, because it's on the inside and it just goes through your insides. And so he reminded me of this. He said, you're quoting all your scriptures by memory. I said, yes, sir. He said, the memory of a potato never nourished anybody. You can remember exactly what it tastes like and how you enjoyed it and just how you fixed it all up, how you like yours cut, squished, whatever. And he said, you can remember what you had for breakfast and it won't do you a bit of good in the middle of the day. And here's what he said. You have to put it in the system. There it is.
Yes, sir.
You have to put the word in your eyes and in your ears, and it has to come out of your mouth. And you have to have a steady diet of the word, the same as you have to have a steady diet of good nourishment for the body. And a steady diet of good nourishment for the mind. Amen. Hallelujah. So you keep it before your eyes. Keep them. Don't let it depart from your eyes. Another thing that means, begin to see yourself with the healing and deliverance you need. You see it in the Word first, and now you're hearing it preached this morning, so we know faith comes. It's coming right now.
Yes.
It came last night.
Amen.
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 Powerful. Faith for finances and increase. The faith is the same. The subject is different. But faith works in every area of human life. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. As long as you name your seed and do this. See, this is a prescription for life and health. You may need family health. It could be, well, in a lot of different areas of health. Amen.
Amen.
There's a prescription for it right there. But then you go to the next verse. Keep your heart with all diligence. You have to do this with diligence. This has to be an ongoing thing. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. The issues of life, the forces of life. Out of your heart come the forces. Well, what's in there? Wisdom is in there. Faith is in there. Healing is in there. The kingdom of God is in there. Amen? I mean, that's the issues of life. All in here, not out there. Glory to God. I see the light coming on in people's eyes. Well, Jesus said, the kingdom of God is within you. Why? Because the king's in there. The kingdom is wherever he's king. So, I like to say it like this. When we accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior, we became inside out people. Now, I didn't know that then, But we're new creatures. Old things have passed away. That old nature's gone. All things become new and all things are of God because He's in there. Now, so all things that we need, according to this prescription, are in Him. Our health is in Him and He's in us by His Spirit. So now we're no longer outside in people. We're no longer looking for our finances out here. We're no longer looking for our healing totally out here. Now, I am absolutely not against medical science. Thank God for the doctors, particularly Holy Ghost baptized brain surgeons and Holy Ghost baptized general practitioners and Holy Ghost baptized doctors, praise God. Foot doctors, eye doctors, knee doctors, ear doctors, brain doctors, back doctors. Glory to God for them. Hallelujah. But the great physician is still in business. And you need to go to him first before you do any of that other. Now, I was diagnosed with a need for a pacemaker. Now, on my mother's side, I've outlived all of them, but they had generational heart problems because they all ate the same way. Heart trouble is not hereditary, but the way you eat is. Almost all chronic diseases, not all of them, but almost all of them are self-induced. Not only with food and all of that, but from worry and doubt and strife and fuss and all that. That'll make you sick. And so, anyway, they diagnosed that. I went to the Lord immediately. I said, Lord, I'm going to get that by faith. I'm just going to get it by faith. I don't need that. Now, and he deals with me a lot of times from the, he uses aviation terminology because I understand that. He said, no. Now, Tracy, you know exactly what he said now here. He said, no, you're too far behind the power curve. Now, what does that mean? Well, there is a place flying an airplane when you get that airplane into a position where it's about to stall. And you can put all the power on it you have, and still it's going to stall anyway. Yeah. You're behind the power curve. You need to get up above that power curve and get over here. He said, you're too far behind the power curve. He said, receive the pacemaker by faith. So I did. Well, my natural body was going in the same direction as my mother's family. So I took after that side of the family. Her younger brother, when I was a young boy, I looked so much like him that everybody thought I was his son. I looked more like him than I did my own dad. Well, I looked like my mother. And so anyway, this was the thing, that kind of heart situation is what sent my mother to heaven. And they didn't have this kind of technology back there then. And anyway, so they had, inside that was a defibrillator. I didn't know it when they put it in there. I set that thing off a couple of times. Boy, it crossed your eyes now. It's paddles on the inside. So now, in order to get my flight physical, I never did fail the flight physical, but it was during COVID and they were suspended for a while, and then all this came up in the meantime. But I still had to take a physical. Now, this is important. I want you to hear this now. This is a combination of faith in God and medical science. So, now, that situation being what it is, my age being what it is, I was required to do a stress test. Now, they said I could do 6 minutes at my age, But the whole stress test is called the Bruce Protocol, and it's 9 minutes long. And I don't remember the maximum angle on the treadmill. What was it, David? 14% at what speed? Something 3.45 miles an hour, something, whatever it was. It'll have you huffing and puffing. So I just started training at those angles and speeds. I had to do my part by faith. All the time, I'm confessing the Word. All the time, I'm going to the Bible. And I went to a scripture that says, your heart is fixed. Well, I realized in the 112th Psalm, it wasn't talking about that, but that's the way I read it. So my heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord.
My name is Gerald Kennedy. I'm from Shreveport, Louisiana. I had two strokes in 2015, and to my brain, had blockages in the back of my brain, and they paralyzed me, put me in a wheelchair. I couldn't walk, talk, or see no more. And they sent me home, you know, to the nursing home. So I went home, but someone told me to put it on Victory TV YouTube, and I watched that for 24 hours around the clock, even when I was asleep. And one day, my wife asked her to fix me a sandwich. And she was on the iPad, and she was taking so long. So I just leaped up out the wheelchair, went to the icebox. And when I got to the icebox, I realized what was going on. And I told her, bring my wheelchair, you know. And that's how I started back walking. Ended up having to have heart surgery back in May 20th. And had to come home on 24-hour oxygen. And I did the same Holy Ghost, said, put it back on Victory. So I started back watching Victory, calling in from prayer. And the 24-hour oxygen is gone. They split me down my chest, and I can move now. I don't feel like I'm wired up. And from the stroke, I couldn't barely turn. Now I can turn all the way around, but I'm getting dizzy. But the Word works. It really works. This is my first convention. And the Holy Spirit said, go get Kendall to lay hands on you. I said, I'm not going to get better to get Kendall to lay hands on me. There's so many people there. And look, he laid hands on me, and I know it's Jesus, but there's just anointing. Some say, just get some of that anointing. Oh, man, it is. The Word is good. The Word is, it works. It works. It's real. It's real. It's real. Stay with the Word. Stay with the Word. Stay with the Word. If you stay with it, it's going to get on you, and it's going to work.
I declare a year of great prosperity and blessing. I declare a year of deliverance. I declare a year of times in the Spirit. This is a year things are going to come to pass. In 2022, it all belongs to you.
You have a free resource to help you study and apply the Bible-based truths you just heard. Download the BVOV Broadcast Study Notes today at kcm.org/tvnotes. Collect the notes from each week and use them in a group Bible study. Use the message outline to teach from. Discuss the scriptures and key points with your family of believers. Gain understanding from all the teachings on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Get the whole week of notes today at kcm.org/tvnotes.
Do you truly believe God can heal you? When the enemy comes from all angles to scare you into believing that you can't be delivered, overcome fear, defeat doubt, and build your faith with the Word of God. In the Healing is Yours package, you'll learn the truth of God's Word that will renew your mind and build your faith for your healing. Hear what God has to say about your healing in Healing Scriptures, a CD by Kenneth Copeland that reinforces with Scripture that God wants you well. You Are Healed, a mini-book also by Kenneth Copeland, explains God's covenant of healing for you. Every word from Jesus brought deliverance and healing. Bring that Word of God into your household and charge up your faith to be made whole again in every area of your life. God's will is to heal, and He will heal everyone who comes to Him in faith. Because of your position in God as His child and His joint heir with Jesus, healing belongs to you.
Allow God's healing power to overtake you. Be sure to request your free Healing is Yours package from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Know beyond all doubt that by the stripes of Jesus, you are healed. Go to kcm.org/victory offer or call 877-615-4267. Offer good for 60 days. If you are outside the United States, shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Take the word of faith wherever you go with the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine. Since 1973, KCM has delivered the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine worldwide. We're reaching nearly 400,000 people in 202 countries and territories on 5 continents. All absolutely free. Every magazine contains faith-building articles from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and other guest authors. Read encouraging stories from people like you in testimonies of real-life victory. Equip your kids with powerful tools for spiritual growth in Commander Kelly's Corner. With a variety of viewing formats available, sharing is easier than ever. Download a digital copy for your tablet or mobile device. Click on the interactive magazine option where you'll find bonus content, videos, and downloads. Sign up for your free monthly subscription or download your copy today on our KCM website.
Find something life-giving on kcm.org, your study center for victory. View the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcasts on demand and study along with the daily broadcast notes, or download the audio podcasts to listen on the go. Watch prior KCM events for hours with truth going in your eyes and ears wherever you are. Get real help for real life problems. Follow our guide to believe, speak, pray, learn, and apply your way to results from your couch, desk, or kitchen table. Stay focused on truth by reading the devotional From Faith to Faith every day. Read interactive BVOV magazines and click to unlock more content in each issue. Get a faith boost from testimonies of real life success from people just like you. Find information on what partnership means and take advantage of the resources provided just for you. Read archives of Kenneth Copeland's partner letter and download free books from our bonus library. Over 50 titles available to read on your phone, computer, or e-reader. KCM.org meets you where you are.
Every Kenneth Copeland Ministries meeting includes a special service called Healing School. It's a time to build your faith, get in the Word, and receive your healing. Gloria Copeland has said, Jesus always comes to Healing School. If you've never been to a KCM Healing School service, or it's been a while since you've attended a KCM event, pray about making 2022 your year to be there. The next Healing School service will be during the Branson Victory Campaign on Saturday morning, April 9th. You can receive what Jesus has already provided for you. He redeemed you from the entire curse, which includes every sickness and every disease, so that you can live in divine health and wholeness. For all the information on the Branson Victory Campaign, go to kcm.org. Thank you so much for joining us today. And remember, God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Let the Word of God build your faith. Kenneth Copeland calls kcm.org your study center. You can watch, read, and share faith-based content and teaching resources available to you free.